On this week's episode of the Maz Hakeem podcast, we are so excited to be speaking to Alan Walker. His song Faded has been certified platinum in over 14 countries. He's only 24 years old, but he's one of the most famous DJs in the world. Please welcome Alan Walker.
Hey.
You can totally cheer for yourself. Oh my gosh, you have the mask situation down pat.
Yeah, it's been a while. I used it pre-COVID and it's been a while. So
you were one of the OGs when it came to masks.
Yeah, everybody else are just copycats, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Did you start the whole COVID thing?
No. Nope.
So what made you decide to have this signature mask? Because it's very, very distinct.
Yeah, I mean, it just started as something random, kind of. Like, we were just trying the waters and had the idea of putting on a mask and a hoodie. And because it always looks cool in, like, videos when you see people wearing, like, those very stylish masks.
Yes.
And it's kind of like rebellious as well. So I had the idea of creating this kind of, like, image of or persona for the world when we were going to present Alan Walker out there. Mm-hmm. And why would we just wear the hoodie and the mask and create something mysterious? So also, it will also put more focus on the music rather than me, myself.
Yeah, right. Does fame scare you at all? Or did you always sort of know that you would be, you know, successful and famous?
I had no idea I would ever be successful. It's just completely random. So so at first, like, yeah, fame was scary. But it took some time until you'd be like, oh, yeah, okay, so this is how it works and this is how it's going to be. So,
and, I mean, look, there's millions and millions of DJs around the world. So many young boys aspire to do well in music. A lot of them are, you know, very good at DJing or production or music. How do you stand out? I mean, you have just, you know, risen to fame. How do you stand out amongst the crowd?
I mean, I like to create my melodies and music that makes me happy in a way that, like, that I want also myself and the listener to kind of, like, have a joyful experience when listening to the song, that you would either be remembering as, like, oh, this melody made me feel like kind of like very happy, or it would touch you in a way that it would make you feel or remember a certain moment in life. And that's why I also kind of create my melodies in what I would say is a melancholic way, that it would either depend on your mood. So if you're happy, the song is happy. If you're sad, then the song is sad. So that's what I tried to create, and I think that's initially what also stood Alan Walker out from the crowd of music producers, DJs in the very beginning when I broke through.
Yeah, and how do you stay disciplined and motivated? I mean, at such a young age, you've had, I guess, so much attention. Is it difficult to stay disciplined and motivated and not get sort of carried away with things?
Not necessarily. Like, it's all about your own, of course, like, as you say, discipline and also what you want to achieve yourself. Like, what do you want to do? When I started with touring and all that, I genuinely, like, enjoyed it. Like, in getting, even though it was like travel for countless of hours, minimal sleep, and it could be brutal at days, but for seeing the crowd reactions and getting to travel to those unique locations, it just, at the end of the day, it made it worth it. And then that's why I always, like, felt so happy when I've been traveling around. And when I started with making music, it was never like a financial intent or even fame. Like, I just genuinely did it because I had fun. So, and that's the same feeling that I have today, that, like, everything I'm doing is just purely for fun. At the same time, it's like, of course, like a financial benefit now because it's become that way. But still, like, I want to look at it as, like, it's still just that bedroom hobby I had, and that turned into a dream.
And they always do say that you never, and, you know, I've got young nieces and nephews, and I always sort of tell them, never chase the money, always chase the passion, because the money will follow. once you're good at something, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it could be. You never know.
Yeah, well, hopefully. And what does a typical day or week look like for you now? So you travel a lot. I mean, I saw, wow, Tomorrowland. Wow, that was amazing. How was that? I mean, I know you've done it before, but what does that feel like standing, you know, like in a crowd, everybody's there to enjoy themselves and party, and they're there to see you?
Yeah, well, back to the first question. Travel nowadays is hectic, of course. Before Tomorrowland, we were in London for a shoot. And then, hang on, I'm just going to pull up my schedule real quick. Yeah, I was in Finland first, did one show, traveled to London for 3 days to do a shoot. And then I had a pit stop in Stockholm to pop by and watch Lady Gaga perform. And then I went to Tomorrowland, performed there, and then to Germany to perform at Perukoville. And then I went home. And now I'm in Bodø in Norway, where I'm going to perform later today. But yeah, playing at Tomorrowland is amazing. And seeing like all the crowds and all the people being there, just all into party and all that, is just amazing. And just getting the, like, me sharing the energy with the crowd, and they, and crowd shares the energy back. Like, it's just a good feeling and a lot of fun. And yeah, like, and it feels like everybody has been waiting for years now to come back out and party. Like, for example, if you think about it, the people that's at the festivals now are usually like 18, 19, 20, and then those, they lost 3 years of their lives from like partying, being out at nightclubs or festivals. So they're just out there getting, yeah, crazy.
Right. And do you get to enjoy the actual cities that you go to, or is it mainly you stay indoors? And are you an introvert, or you like going out and partying? Do you party after Tomorrowland is what I'm asking?
After Tomorrowland, I hung out a little bit with Stevie Aoki, but didn't necessarily party. I just joined him on stage, and then we got off and went back to the backstage, had some food, and then we traveled back to Amsterdam. Because that's where we were staying, and then after that, just took a chill pretty much. Didn't do anything out of the ordinary, like because when it's so hectic, you don't really have the time to party, and it's all right. Like, you don't need to party every day either. And if you're going to drink, like, and have this such hectic schedule, it's not worth it, because the hangover or anything could be just devastating, and it could be reflecting off to the crew members, and then it could cause bad tension in the crew, because we don't want that.
No, definitely not. And what does it feel like? I mean, you're a little bit younger than some of the other DJs that you probably like looked up to, or, you know, and then in the end, you're like performing kind of on the same stage as them, on the same lineup. What does that feel like when your dreams are actually manifesting?
It feels great. It's hard to believe at times, but it's really cool. And I'm always having a lot of fun and meeting them and all of that on the road. It just feels like you're meeting like either a coworker, partner, or a brother almost on the way. Because everybody are just like very open, friendly, and very supportive as well.
And you have a dog called Happy, which I find so cute. And your dog actually looks very happy. How important it is for you to stay happy, and what do you do to keep yourself quite happy? Because I guess with any job in entertainment, there's extreme highs and sometimes there can be lows. Like, what do you do to keep yourself happy?
I mean, like, to remain happy, it's all about what you can do as a person, like, and the life choices that you do. And for me, I figured like the way I'm remaining happy is that I have the times off. And when I have the times off, even though it's been super hectic periods, or it could be down periods, but just, yeah, having the chance to go see family, friends, and all that, and just disconnect from work, is just like the perfect relief in a way.
Absolutely. And who would you like to collaborate with next?
No idea. I've got many options, but I think it could be cool, like, for example, to do a collaboration with my Norwegian buddy, Kygo. It's been long awaited. We've been working on stuff before, but we never ended up finalizing anything, and it sucks, but we should definitely get to do or cook something up some other time. But other than that, Kygo, Armin van Buuren, Stevie Aoki again, Martin Garrix among the DJs, and then I have no idea who I would say of vocalists. Like, there's so many options, but I'm sure I could find someone at least.
And some of the biggest DJs or the best DJs in the world are from your region. Why do you think that is? Do you guys get taught music at a younger age, or is it the weather? What is it?
In Norway, I guess it could also be like a cultural thing. Like, you've grown up with a certain type of music, which is very melodic. And that's what you also see a lot in the Swedish music and all that. But what it is exactly is impossible to pinpoint. And I guess it's more or less about the culture and how your perception of music is. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's something in drinking water. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. And how do you stay motivated? Like, do you get time to exercise, or, you know, how do you maintain motivation?
I mean, I sleep, and then I do a cardio on stage every other day.
Okay. You jump around.
Yeah, that's the cardio.
And tell me about your upcoming album or music. What kind of vibe is that going to have, and what's the plan, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, we already released the Walk Hours Part 1 album, and then we got the Walk Hours Part 2 coming up, and I think it's going to be very nice. It's a very melancholic, I would say, album, and I think, like, melodies that I've managed to get there are really nice, and some of the songs I love. Mm-hmm. So, and it's been long awaited to get the songs out. So I think it's going to be a very nice Alan Walker album, and I hope the fans and listeners will like it.
I'm sure they will. I'm sure they'll love it. And we're so looking forward to seeing you at the Coca-Cola Arena. What can fans expect in Dubai?
I think like a very, very up, high energy Alan Walker show, and great energy. Last time I played at the Coca-Cola Arena, it was so unfortunate because it was right after, like, as things were opening up and everybody was seated, and I had no idea the crowd was supposed to be seated.
Yes.
So this time people actually have the chance and opportunity to get loose, have fun, sing along, have their hands up, stand up, jump along, which I was clearly missing from that last show. So I think this is going to be amazing, and I'm really looking forward to it.
And Alan, what's your advice to any younger DJs who want to get into the music scene, who aren't really sure what to do or how to start?
The advice that I would normally give to both music producer and DJ that's starting out is try to find your sound, what you want to mix and or create, and find inspiration and see what you can create that will make you different from everybody else, because everybody is also, of course, getting tired of hearing everything sounding the same. So that's why it would be good to create something unique that makes you stand apart, and it just has to be good, and or at least good enough for people to love or listen to, and I think that's possible, because somehow I managed to do it too.
What advice would you give to anyone younger who just generally looks at you and aspires to be, you know, in your shoes, living their dream one day? What would you say to them?
Oh, keep working hard. Just remember to do your homework in between.
Did you do your homework? Were you good at school?
No comment.
Okay. It's okay, me neither. Do you right now, I mean, you're doing sort of well financially, I guess. I Googled you and it came up that I guess, you know, you're doing quite well financially too. How do you maintain your finances, and how do you, as in, stay disciplined with that.
Yeah, to me, like, my money isn't everything. And of course, it could bring joys, but money doesn't buy happiness. So I think, like, if you spend money on what you love and what you find entertaining, and
yeah,
it, of course, it's just temporary happiness. So I would rather spend my finances on what makes me happy, like an experience, for example. And spend money wisely and invest in the correct things that you believe in.
Smart. So in terms of what are your passions? So fast cars, watches, none of that stuff. Yachts, no.
Of course, fast cars if you can afford it. And I've only bought one fancy watch ever, and that was like as a treat for myself after I released my first album in 2018. And nice. So yeah, that's it.
Where do you see yourself? Like, what's the goal? If I could say, Alan Walker, envision yourself in 10 years. Oh my God, you could do so much because you're still so young and so bright and wise. 10 years, describe your life.
I mean, I hope I would still be working in the music industry. I would love to do that. And I wish I would still be touring because I really enjoy traveling around, meeting fans, doing the shows.
Yeah,
because I find it very fun to just go on the stage, do a 60, 90 or 2 hour show and just spread love through the universal language, which is music.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. Did you have any mentors when you were getting into the music industry?
Pretty much everything has been self-taught. And I had a friend of mine that helped me out with tips and tricks when I started off with music production. But everything else has just been do and learn.
Yeah. And do you have a vision board? I'm curious.
No, no, definitely not.
All right, Alan Walker, it's been such an absolute pleasure. We cannot wait to see you at the Coca-Cola Arena. It's going to be amazing. All those good vibes. We can't wait to see it at the Coca-Cola Arena.
Amazing. I'm really looking forward to come back to Dubai on the 26th of August. And it's going to be an amazing show. So if you haven't already, grab your tickets and I'll see you guys there.
Thank you so much. That was so lovely.
Amazing.
Cool. Thank you, Alan. Thank you. Really appreciate
it.
Thanks. Bye. Bye.